Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show with Jason Hartman. You're about to learn a new slant on investing, some exciting techniques, and fresh new approaches to the world's most historically proven asset class that will enable you to create more wealth and freedom than you ever thought possible. Jason is a genuine self-made multimillionaire who's actually been there and done it. He's a successful investor, lender, developer, and entrepreneur who's owned properties in 11 states, had hundreds of tenants, and been involved in thousands of real estate transactions. This program will help you follow in Jason's footsteps on the road to your financial independence day. You really can do it. And now, here's your host, Jason Hartman, with the complete solution for real estate investors.
Welcome to one and all of our listeners from around the world. This is the Creating Wealth Show, your host, Jason Hartman. And today, we do have a guest. But before we get to our guest today, I want to talk to you about your credit score. Most people think the payment history is the big deal. And of course, it is a big deal, but it's not the only thing. This accounts for about 35% of your score, from what I understand, is your payment history. So, of course, if you have bankruptcies, tax liens, and, you know, I have this tax lien myself that I paid off years ago. It's $237. It's driving me nuts that it just keeps showing up and I can't get rid of this damn thing. I don't know why it keeps showing up. It was like a supplemental tax bill that I just missed in, get this, 1996. That's how old it is. It's 20 freaking years ago. And it keeps showing up. And every time I apply for a loan, it seems like I gotta write this dumb little explanation letter that says, you know, I don't know why this keeps showing up. I paid it off. I just missed this little piddly $237 tax payment 20 years ago. And why am I still talking about this? Mind-boggling. So the first thing to understand, even before, as a global thing, understand that, and this statistic may not be exact, but I remember talking to someone about this, an expert, a true expert, not me, saying that like 79% of all credit reports have inaccurate information. Either information that is just basically fraudulent because someone else used your credit or hijacked your identity in some way, or inaccurate reporting by a creditor, or things like things that should have fallen off, like this stupid $237 little piddly tax lien that, you know, I paid off 20 years ago and it keeps showing up. I do not know why. Things that should have been taken off by now, because I think they're supposed to come off in like 7 years or 10 years or something like that. Anyway, so just understand that a lot of this information is wrong. And that is why you need to manage it. And you need to take an activist role in managing your credit. So payment history, that's the biggie. 35% of your credit score is determined by payment history. So, of course, pay bills on time. Make sure you don't let any little dumb piddly bills out there go unpaid. And make sure that you pay attention to things, obviously, right? Well, what else matters? Utilization ratio. This is an interesting one. Your utilization ratio, this is about 30% of your score, so it's also very big. Okay, now this references the balances you owe on revolving accounts compared to the limits on those revolving accounts. So for example, if you have a $1,000 limit on a card, for example, and you owe $500 on that card, then your revolving, that's as for revolving credit, right? Not long-term credit, revolving credit. Your utilization ratio is 50%. It's half, right? If you add up the balances on all these accounts and divide by the sum of all these accounts, you know, the limits, the overall limit, you will know your utilization ratio. And the idea being that you don't want to have a very high utilization ratio because, now this is my understanding, again, not an expert, but it's good to have high limits, but it's not good to be using a lot of them. So, for example, my utilization ratio, I will just tell you, and the interesting thing is they don't ever consider on your credit report how much money you make or how many assets you have. Now, this bugs me because I make good money and I have a lot of assets, right? Or at least all of my entities have a lot of assets, I should say. and we've talked about that on many prior episodes. So this doesn't, they don't care. This isn't even considered here, right? But my utilization ratio is considered very good. It's not at the top, though. It's not excellent. But my utilization ratio is 19%. And so what I have started doing is one of the credit cards that I use, I started just every month, I actually pay them in advance. I pay, because all of my cards, I pay them off every single month. So what I do now, when I started to understand utilization ratio, and so I'm sure if I looked at my more recent utilization ratio, it would actually be better than this, okay? It would be much, much better, because what I do is I actually just send this credit card company $5,000 in advance. I pay $5,000 more than I owe every month. So as I start to use it during the month, and they think, well, gosh, this guy has racked up $5,000 in money he owes us, and, you know, we're used to having him pay it off every month, pay the full amount, because the guy probably doesn't like interest. Yes, I don't like those ridiculous interest rates that credit cards have. And, you know, this is consumer stuff. So I want to have a lot of mortgage debt, but I don't want to have any consumer debt at all. You know, don't want to have any car loans or credit card debt or anything like that. So I pay it off every month. But during the month, it will show that I owe this money. And so if my report is run at any time, and there's a balance outstanding, they will see a utilization ratio that is not as favorable as I want it to be, okay? All right, so understand utilization ratio. All right, let's get to the next thing here. Let's talk about credit length. Now, this is, on my credit report, it's exceptional because it says my average credit length is 13 years and 6 months, and the oldest account I have was opened in May of 1991, a long time ago, okay? So length of credit is important, right? This category accounts for about 15% of your overall credit score, and it analyzes how long your credit accounts have been established. Now, here's the thing. One of the people I was talking to about this once noticed on my credit report that I had some old credit accounts that I wasn't using. And they said, you know what? Use those accounts. Of course, pay them off every month. These were credit cards. I had a couple credit cards that I just never used. I forgot about them. I just stuck them in a drawer and I just never used them. And they said, start using these credit cards, but pay them off every month. And in fact, to improve the utilization ratio, pay in advance. Okay. Now, they didn't tell me that. That was just my own idea on the utilization ratio, pay in advance. So that's what I do, as I mentioned before. So my credit length is exceptional, according to this, right? Let's look at another factor. Okay, credit mix. This is another one, okay? See, it's not just about payment history. It's about more than that. This accounts for about 10% of your credit score. It's your mix of credit. What type of credit do you have? Here, this category, it's relatively minor, but it still definitely matters. It's one piece of the overall score, and it should not be overlooked, right? Interestingly, the presence of certain types of installment loans, such as signature loans from finance companies, they can negatively impact your score, even if you paid on time. Okay, so here is the FICO score, and the overall five factors. We'll talk about one more in a moment, okay? So remember, 35% of the score payment history, 30% amount you owe, 15% length of credit, 10% types of credit in use, that's the credit mix concept, and 10% new credit, okay? So on my credit mix, it says that it's exceptional, and it says that I have two revolving accounts and 17 installment accounts. So they consider that to be a very, well, not very good, but an exceptional credit mix, okay? So that's another factor to understand. Let me see if I went through all of this here. Oh, new credit. We didn't talk about new credit yet. Now, this is another 10% or so, okay? And this is where inquiries, if you have inquiries on your credit report, you can actually write to that potential creditor and ask them to remove the inquiry. Okay, so that's something you can do. I would recommend you get a book on this. Just have a little understanding of how credit works and how important this stuff is. It's an important thing. I mean, don't spend all your time on it, but it's just one thing you got to have some understanding of. And the amount of new credit you have, now let's see, what does they say? If you get a lot of new credit in a short time, that looks like you're starting to borrow a lot of money. So that's going to reduce your overall score. So understanding credit is important. Now, again, like I've mentioned, there are a lot of disreputable groups out there offering to help people enhance their credit. Be really careful. The first thing I would say is, do some research. The second thing I would say is don't pay big upfront fees. Pay as you go for them to help you improve your score. But also ask your investment counselor or just ask me directly and we can refer you to a good credit service that can help you improve your score.
Unwrapping a Dove chocolate promise takes only a few seconds, but creating what's inside is a journey that begins thousands of miles away. Guided by artisans passionate about making the finest chocolate, each step of the journey requires attention to detail. Dove Chocolate partnered with Chef Maru Ouattara, executive chef and owner of Cora Restaurant in Washington, D.C., and Côte d'Ivoire native, to create a video series highlighting the process from bean to bar.
It's remarkable to see how a cocoa bean from Côte d'Ivoire transformed into the silky, smooth chocolate loved by so many. Partnering with Dove has introduced me to the nuances involved in tasting and evaluating chocolate. With the help of Lisa Schroeder, an expert taster at Dove, and Barry Glazier, a Dove master craftsman, viewers see firsthand the craftsmanship that goes into each bite.
To watch the full video series and learn more about the Dove chocolate making process, including how the cacao beans are tested twice for quality and flavor, please visit www.dovechocolatejourney.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws
clause that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Before we jump to our guest, I want to just give you some highlights of some of our markets. And I haven't done this before, and I thought we would do this. We are trying to open up some new markets and find some good teams. You know, we constantly want to be looking at new areas. We're always doing this. This is what we do every day. So we're working on some new markets for you, okay? But in terms of the markets that we've been in for a while, let me just give you a few highlights. And of course, you could see this right at jasonhartman.com as well. Chicagoland area, third largest metropolitan community, thriving affordable city, stable investment market, and you get a lot for your investment dollars. Terrific rent-to-value ratios. Little Rock, small market for us, but Kiplinger magazine rated it the number one place to live in the United States. That was a couple of years ago. I don't remember the exact time they did that. Fourth strongest economy, one of the 10 strongest markets in the U.S. according to Forbes, and second cleanest city in the U.S. I bet the cleanest is my former hometown, Irvine. Irvine, California. Got to be one of the cleanest cities ever. Amazing, but wouldn't work as an investment for sure because it's way too expensive. And low taxes, low unemployment, and of course, Little Rock is in Arkansas, and Arkansas is the most landlord-friendly state in the entire country. All right. Birmingham, Alabama, rapid banking, telecom, and medical expansion. Alabama ranked number two for lowest real estate taxes. It's a hub for law, medicine, nursing, and engineering. Cost of living is lower than the U.S. average. Atlanta, again, shortage of inventory there because it's gotten a little expensive. But according to Forbes, one of the best cities for young professionals. Very favorable demographics, sixth fastest growing metro area in the U.S. from 2012 to 13, ranks sixth economically in the nation, average commute is 27 to 35 minutes. I'm actually not sure why we put that on there, to tell you the truth, but whatever. You know, I've talked many times before in prior episodes about the old thing in real estate, drive until you qualify. Drive until you qualify, either qualify to rent or to buy. Indianapolis. You know, we haven't talked enough about Indianapolis lately. One of the Forbes top 25 cities, very low cost of living, fifth best cities for telenetworking, large metro area, home to major employer expansions. That's Indianapolis, the land of cash flow, we call it. Tampa, Port Richie, below replacement cost properties, Six Flags theme park breaking ground. Very soon, reported above average job growth, population growth. You can buy properties still below replacement cost. Orlando, get cash flow in a desirable climate, population and job growth. Buy below replacement cost there as well. Disney World as an economic machine. And boy, that is so consistent. I tell you, landlord-friendly state. Memphis, of course, almost everybody listening, I'm sure, has already purchased a property from us in Memphis because it feels like the whole world has. Solid income property in the Mid-South. I just bought a couple more properties there. I love it. Centrally located, top 15 U.S. cities, emerging downtowns, according to Forbes, ranked fourth by Forbes as the happiest city to work, landlord-friendly market, and we have other markets as well. But that's just a highlight. Hey, go to jasonhartman.com, check out the properties we have there, and let's get to our guest. It's my pleasure to welcome David Daly to the show. He is the CEO and publisher of the Connecticut News Project, former editor-in-chief of Salon, and author of Rat The True Story Behind the Secret Plan to Steal America's Democracy. David, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Jason.
Good, good. I guess this is the first time we'll be cussing on the show.
Well, good. I am. I'm glad to make this X-rated all of a sudden.
We're breaking new ground here. Hopefully, we don't get an adult rating.
Gerrymandering has never been X-rated before.
There you go. Well, that's a good point. So, is the book really, you know, the true story behind the secret plan to steal America's democracy? And there's certainly no shortage of talk about this. Thankfully, nowadays, I'm glad a lot of people are talking about this, because it seems like the two-party system is just totally rigged. Everybody is just getting, I'll use the word screwed, left and right nowadays, except the elite class. Rat screwed, exactly. Yeah. Except the elite class, the insiders. Is the book really about gerrymandering? Is that a lot of the focus here?
Well, I think that both parties have gerrymandered since before the dawn of the American Republic. You can trace it back to the 1780s and Patrick Henry, let alone Elbridge Gerry, who gives it its name. But what happens in 2010 is gerrymandering on steroids. It's the first time gerrymandering has been used as a serious, hardcore partisan weapon designed to govern from the minority for the next decade. What the Republicans realize between Barack Obama's election in 2008 and the election in 2010 is something that has been right in front of everybody for 220 years, but no one really figures out how to completely effectively use it. And Chris Jankowski and the Republican State Leadership Committee, along with Karl Rove and Ed Gillespie, the summer of 2009 into 2010, they raise $30 million and they recognize that if you can control state house elections from coast to coast, you can control the entire redistricting process. And let me back up for a quick second. The Constitution mandates that every 10 years, every legislative district in every state gets redrawn. And then most of the time, those state legislatures draw new congressional maps. So the Republican plan is elegant in its beauty and its simplicity, and completely inexpensive in its cost. They spend $30 million in state house races, local races in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, North Carolina, $100,000 here, $100,000 there. By the end of 2010, they have won over 700 state legislative seats, and they take control of 2/3 of all of the state legislative chambers in the country, and they have the upper hand in redistricting. And the Democrats don't see this coming because they still think gerrymandering is being played by the old rules. Nope. The Republicans have a brilliant new plan. They come in, and after 2010, the Republicans have complete authority over redrawing 193 congressional seats. The Democrats have complete power over drawing 44. You only need 218 to have a majority. So if you can draw 193 of them, you're off to a pretty good head start.
Yeah, you sure are. You sure are. I just got to be curious where you're coming from. What side of the aisle do you land on, if I may ask?
No, I mean, I'm the former editor of Salon. Salon's a liberal site. But I mean, I'm not looking at this book as a partisan book. I look at this book as our elections are intended to have consequences one way or the other. And the problem with what happens in 2010 and the subsequent redistricting of 2011 is that the only election that has consequence is the zero-year election, because that's the redistricting one. Because in 2012, it goes back the other way again. Democrats have a really good year in 2012. So they get 1.4 million more votes in House races across the country, but they can't flip the chamber. It's the first time since 1972 that the party that gets the most votes does not control the chamber, and it's not even close. It's 234-201. And I think that when our democratic institutions are not responsive to the popular vote, then they no longer cease to be effective or democratic in many ways. And then 2014 is a Republican year. It should move back that way. Yeah.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Talk about 2010. How did the Republicans gain that advantage? Did they just sort of think of something the Democrats had never thought of? I mean, how did they outsmart them?
I think it's exactly right. What they come up with, and Karl Rove announced...
Because I must say, the Republicans usually kind of suck at campaigning. I think they're pretty terrible at it. You know, the Democrats are so much better at, like, appealing to emotion.
Oh, and, completely right.
As much as we all want to think of ourselves as logical creatures, we're all emotional creatures that use logic to rationalize things.
Absolutely. What they do is they understand that it's going to be a redistricting year, and they understand that they can use that power differently than they've used it before. Chris Jankowski, who is this brilliant Republican strategist, and he runs something called the Republican State Leadership Committee, his roots are in state government and state house races. So he knows that, say, in Pennsylvania, there's a legislature of 203 members in the House. He knows that the Democrats have a 2 or 3 seat advantage. He goes and he targets 6 seats, spends $1 million targeting 6 local state house races, wins 5 of them, takes control of the chamber. Republicans end up with the Senate, with the House, and with the governor, which means that when the new districts are drawn to the following year in the winter of 2011, the only seats at the table are the Republicans. The Democrats have to essentially take whatever they are given. And it pays off. In 2012, you have another big year for the Democrats in Pennsylvania. You get 100,000 more votes for Democratic House candidates. Barack Obama is reelected. But there's an 18-member congressional delegation from Pennsylvania. It's 13 Republicans and 5 Democrats. So 52% of the vote ends up with 28% of the seats. And this pattern repeats itself in all of the states where Jankowski and the RSLC pull off this genius move. Michigan, 9-5 Republican delegation, despite 240,000 more votes for Democratic candidates. Ohio, essentially a 50-50 state. It's the bellwether we always wait for to come in every year.
Right.
12-4 Republican. Wisconsin, North Carolina, all of these states, one after another, yield bright red congressional delegations from what would otherwise be blue or purple states. And for $30 million, all of this pays off. And it also creates Republican legislatures in all of these states that, you know, in some ways are essentially blue and purple states. I mean, North Carolina is a reddish purple state, I suppose. But I mean, Michigan, Pennsylvania, both of those haven't gone statewide for a Republican candidate since the George H.W. Bush in '88. So it's a really smart way of wiring states. When you draw the lines, you make the rules.
It makes sense to me, certainly. I understand that. But both sides have gerrymandered throughout history, and it's just what you're really saying is that the last big round went to the Republicans, it sounds like, right?
Well, I think that it's certainly true that both sides have gerrymandered throughout history, and perhaps even the Democrats have been more effective at it over the years than the Republicans. But the nature of gerrymandering changes in 2010. And I think if we fail to recognize how dramatically different the 2010-2011 gerrymander is we fail to understand the kinds of problems it poses for a democracy and a representative system of government. The technology has gotten to such a point that you can draw these lines with exact precision. I use a program called Maptitude, which now comes built in with all of the census data you could possibly imagine. So economics, demographics, religion, anything you would possibly want to know. You can then factor in voting records. So you know who voted, who didn't vote. You have the precinct level.
But again, both sides can do this.
Except both sides didn't do it. Both sides can do it.
Right.
You're
yeah,
right.
Right.
Except only one side did. Gerrymandering over the years has been a really effective tool of political revenge. It's been a way for a party to steal a seat here and there that maybe they didn't deserve. What the Republicans pull off in 2010 for a bargain basement price is the ability to turn blue states red and to make themselves essentially impervious to the popular will. And it's because the lines can be drawn with such precision now, and it's because they did this in a more sophisticated and determined way. Both parties have tried to use this as a tool to maximize advantage.
Yeah, and I don't want to I just want to get off this topic because there's some other really big stuff I want to cover with you.
I'm sorry.
Want to ask you maybe a final thing on this. So the Democrats will have the opportunity to gain that advantage in another election, right? Or is it set in stone forever and now the Republicans have gerrymandered their way into power for the next 200 years? I mean, what are you saying?
This is why it's different. People have always gerrymandered, but the gerrymanders have lasted a year or two. The technology now makes it possible to have these last for a decade at least. And the system has been knotted up in so many different places that for the Democrats to undo this, they are going to have to flip state legislative chambers state by state across the country. It's not enough simply to win back Congress. They are going to have to go and win back all of these legislative chambers, and they're going to have to win on these tilted maps. It's very, very hard to do.
That's in terms of those elections,
yes.
All those legislatures and so forth.
Yes.
But this doesn't affect the federal stuff in terms of the White House and so forth. It doesn't affect Supreme Court nominations. Well, I guess it would influence the Supreme Court ultimately. It's sort of through a trickle up, maybe, right?
Yeah, I guess that's conceivable. Yeah. I think
very slowly, of course, but yeah.
I think that what you get when you have a House of Representatives that's as gerrymandered as this is that it changes the nature of who represents us. We have now out of 435 congressional seats, about 400 of them, those elections are completely non-competitive thanks to the way the district lines have been drawn. So the only elections that matter in those districts are in the party primary, where turnout is low and the biggest extreme piece of the base comes out. So the politicians that get elected from these districts don't have any incentive to govern, don't have any incentive to compromise, don't want to reach across the aisle. In fact, doing that is the one thing that actually might earn them a primary challenge.
Right. Okay. So is this called Operation Red Map, what you're talking about?
Operation Red Map is the name of the plan that Jankowski and the Republican state leadership come up with, yes.
Okay. Tell us about the Moneyball of politics. You know, that was a tremendous book and movie, and I'm not even a sports guy, but, you know, it was fascinating. Tell us about Moneyball in politics, though.
Sure. I think the essence of Moneyball is that Billy Beane and the Oakland A's found a way to game the system and exploit a loophole. In politics right now, it's so expensive to do anything. I'm in the state of Connecticut right now. Linda McMahon here in this small state spent $100 million to lose two Senate races in 2010 and 2012. So it is a lot of money even to lose a small Senate.
It's absurd. It's beyond absurd.
Republicans realize is that the one place where you can spend money and have more influence is on the state level. And that so in the same way that Billy Beane realizes, hey, maybe I can't compete for the big name free agent, I can spend my money better if I identify this one place where the money actually works. And the place they identify it working is at the state level, especially heading into a zero year and a redistricting year. And by flipping these districts, they're able to leverage the one place in the system where a little bit of money still has a huge impact. Jankowski and Rove, they go to their donors and they say, listen, if you give us this $30 million, not only can we lock in control of the House for a decade, but you're already spending $110 million just in the 50 or 60 districts that are competitive. And he's like, we will wipe that off of the table. We will redraw those districts, and you won't have to spend that money.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is available to both sides, right?
It's, oh,
this
yeah.
is not a partisan thing.
It absolutely
yeah, okay.
Is.
Yeah, all right, got it. I just want to make sure that's understood. You know what I view, David, as the big problem here is that it's not available to a third party. That the fact that we have this two-party, that's how we're rattled. is that's your book title. Is that there's no, you know, whether
it be any argument from me there, I would love to open up the system to more voices and greater competition.
Yeah, of course, whether it be Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Ralph Nader, whatever side of the aisle it's on, and a thousand other ones, it's just there's just not an opportunity here for another option. You know, it's a two-party rigged closed system. It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. Okay, so talk to us about Trump and the GOP. You know, he's upsetting a lot of people in the party. You know, what's going on there? It seems like they're all always ganging up on him. You know, it's funny. The GOP is so bad at politics that they can't gang up on Obama very effectively, but they sure can gang up on Trump really effectively. It's so ironic.
Well, you know, it's fascinating to me to watch the relationship between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. And I mean, I think a lot of this does come back to what the Republicans hope to do by red mapping Congress in this way was to govern from the House of Representatives. In 2012, Grover Norquist goes before the Conservative Political Action Committee and tells the Republicans who don't think Mitt Romney is conservative enough in that campaign, hey, don't worry about it, guys. We've got the Congress. We're going to govern from here. All we need from the president is to have enough working digits to handle a pen. That's all they want out of a president is enough working digits to handle a pen. And I think that they don't know that Trump shares their agenda. I think on a lot of things, Trump and Ryan diverge on immigration, on trade, on big business. There's a lot of policies that they don't share. So if your plan is to govern from the House and suddenly you have a Republican president who doesn't necessarily share that vision, that's not a recipe that you're especially interested in if you're Paul Ryan.
Interesting. It is an interesting year, to be sure. I mean, I don't know if politics have ever been this interesting.
It's an amazing year.
What do you? I got to ask you. You know, is Donald Trump like the best thing to ever happen to Hillary? Because you look at Hillary and the fact that she is not going to get indicted. She's just going to get away with everything. It's mind-boggling to me.
I mean, Donald Trump is the most unpopular presumptive nominee of either party in modern times. But Hillary is second. I mean, if the Republicans had simply nominated someone with enough working digits to handle a pen, they would be up against the most unpopular presumptive nominee of all time. And they would probably be looking at a pretty open, clear path to the White House. And instead, they are probably staring down a really long fall. I mean, it's really impressive how Donald Trump is able to take a couple of days that are as bad as Hillary Clinton as that James Comey non-indictment was. He didn't indict her, but he certainly indicted her judgment and her character and her honesty.
Yeah, but the problem is nobody's going to remember that in November.
And then Trump turns around and spends all those days talking about Frozen in the Star of David. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's unexplainable, really. It's unexplainable.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievably bad politics. And to think that there is a path for Trump if he can figure out how to mobilize Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, if he can win these sort of industrial states on an anti-trade agreement message. But there's a conceivable path, but he's not organized and he's not disciplined and he's not staffed, and he's going to lose badly if he does not get better fast.
It is an interesting year, that's for sure. What would you like to see in terms of a third party, you know, or any other options? I mean, how do we open this system up, regardless of what side of the aisle anybody's on? You know, maybe we can just kind of wrap up with this topic. Are we ever going to get America back, regardless of, you know, which party? Why does it have to be two parties? This, you know what it's like, David? It's like this. It's like watching a wrestling match on TV. It's a lot of this stuff is a fake debate.
Yeah.
It's just a big false flag, you know?
You're completely right. I mean, I think that we need some kind of radical electoral reform. We have to rethink the way we think about elections. I mean, if you could do something like a ranked choice voting, which a lot of cities have embraced and has worked really, really well. I mean, one of the big problems that you have as soon as a third or a fourth party begins to emerge is that people start talking about you're wasting your vote, or you're actually voting for the person you don't want to have in. If you can do something like a ranked choice and you can say, well, my number one choice is the Libertarian, my second choice is the Green, my third choice is the Republican, my fourth choice is the Democrat, it goes through and it automatically, you know, ranks that for you. And you don't have to fear that your vote for the Libertarian is going to elect the Hillary Clinton. And if you had, you know, something like a ranked choice system, that might work very, very well. I mean, if you had multi-member districts instead of these single-seat districts, say a state that had 9 seats is divided up into a district of 3. So you have 3 districts of 3 seats. That would elect a wider range of people. You would suddenly only need 25-26% of the vote to qualify. And you just might then see a wider option of voices open up to you.
Yeah. Give out your website, David, and tell people where they can find out more.
Sure. I tweet at DaveDaily3, and you can find the book on Amazon or any of your bookstores. Rat Fucked. Ask for it by name.
That's awesome. Good stuff. David Daily, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to check out HartmanMedia.com for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guests' opinions are their own. And if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.